This is the second visit of Séjourné in Israel since he replaced Minister Colonna, the former French foreign minister. Mm-hmm. And actually, in the last months, we have seen many French officials traveling to Lebanon and then to Israel. If it was Minister Colonna, Minister Séjourné, the head of the SDEC, off record, on record, all the time we see all these kinds of visits in order to try to avoid an escalation between Israel and Lebanon. This is the first point. Now, this time, yes, again, this is a visit of Séjourné in the region. Right, he was in Lebanon, then he was in Saudi Arabia, where there was a reunion of different countries of the region, trying as well to avoid escalation between Israel and Lebanon, to have a ceasefire in Gaza, returning the hostages. We'll come to all this later. Mm-hmm. But in my view, if I'm looking at it, obviously I open a bracket and say that Israel, even before October 7, tried to ask France's help to avoid an escalation with Hezbollah, to make them go back to Resolution 1701 and not to be on the border of Israel.
Right.
Now, since October 7, we have seen many many ways of France to help not to have an escalation. It didn't really work. Now, obviously, Israel and other countries think that France has kind of an influence on Lebanon due to their old ties from the past, which is not really true these days. However, I think that France is understanding now, especially after this visit, in my view, that there will be no solution on the northern border if there will be no ceasefire in Gaza, and this will be resolved because that's what Hezbollah says. They won't stop their hostility against Israel if Israel won't stop her hostilities against Hamas and has a ceasefire in Gaza. And also, let's face it, Lebanon is very weak. There is not really a government there.
Right.
They don't really have influence on Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. They get their orders from Iran. This is another point. And another thing is that Séjourné also, when he was here yesterday, he offered to have a commission of Israel and Lebanon and France and maybe United Nations in Paris, in France, in order to try to have a resolution. Now, let's not forget that France has 700 militaries, French militaries, on the United Nations forces in South Lebanon, in Lebanon, actually,
right,
and also have a lot of French citizens in Lebanon. So it's very complex. I'm not seeing a resolution with Lebanon. I'm not seeing Hezbollah moving back to via Resolution 1701. And let me remember as well that Israeli citizens, around between 60,000 and 90,000, are refugees in their own country because they had to leave their houses since October 7 in the north, and they can't go back. And this brings me to the meeting of Séjourné with our foreign minister, Katz, yesterday, because Katz said to Séjourné that if there will be no resolution with Hezbollah, Israel will be obliged to go into Lebanon, to have a war with them, and mm-hmm. even to conquer it, to take a part of South Lebanon in order to have quiet on our border and to allow our citizens to go back home if France, United States, and other countries won't be able to force Hezbollah to respect the Resolution 1701. And let me remind also that a part of these 60,000, 90,000 refugees in their countries, if we take the ones from the south, we have around 2,100 Israelis who are refugees in their country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to, just to remind our listeners, UN Resolution 1701 is from 2006, the Second Lebanon War, which required the Hezbollah to move beyond a certain northern border, you know, beyond the Litani
exactly.
River, I'm not exactly sure where, but move back its forces. And it was not enforced. Now, I have a question. Tell our listeners why France, or people believe France, would have influence over Lebanon, as let's say over the American envoy Hochman.
From my point of view, I think United States is more important today, and France wouldn't be able to do something without the United States. That's my first point. Mm-hmm. Now, as I said before, France has all ties with Lebanon. We should go back to history in very short brief. Lebanon was part of the France colonialism.
Right.
It was part of it. And since then, there is very close ties between Lebanon and France. But we shouldn't forget that since the explosion of a few years ago in Beirut, and kind of a deception of the Lebanon people from France, they don't see any more France. They don't expect from France anything. That's first point. And second point, which is very important to what we were talking before, France put a resolution to Lebanon how to resolve the problem between Israel and Lebanon and to avoid an escalation. In the eyes of Lebanon, this resolution is more sided to Israel. They blame France that this is a resolution which is better with Israel than with Lebanon, and they ask the French people to go and find a better resolution which will be good for Lebanon as well. This is in the eyes of Lebanon. I'm not saying it's yes or no. This is how the Lebanese are seeing it. And I think Israel with other countries are viewing this old ties of Lebanon like they're still existing today. Yes, there are ties. As I said, there are French citizens in Lebanon. There are a big community of Lebanese in France and so on. But viewing the situation today, I'm not sure that France had that power on Lebanon. And as I said before, Lebanon is very weak. There is no really government there. Hezbollah is much more stronger. Iran is giving the orders. So it's very complicated situation, very complex. And everything is also, I mean, we can't take it out from the context of the region that we have the war in Gaza and Hezbollah actually saying, I'm doing this escalation to support my brothers of Hamas. So it's very complicated. And we have seen like the reunion in Saudi Arabia this Monday, and also there the discussion how to make a ceasefire, how to find a solution to Gaza, how to not have escalation between Lebanon and Israel, and so on. So all this is going together hand in hand. You can't take it out. I mean, even if France was thinking, in my view, that it would be able to resolve the issue of the northern border with no Gaza in it, they realize, I think, and they understood it in this visit, obviously, in my view, that there will be no solution if on the north border, if there will be no solution with Gaza.
But we also heard Hezbollah say that not only that, but even if there is a ceasefire with Gaza and Hamas, it doesn't obligate them.
That's the point. I mean, even if Hezbollah, let's say that Hezbollah will go back for one on resolution 1701, which I doubt it. They will come back because since 2006, we have seen that they came back all the time. They built things. I mean, it's obvious. The problem is that there is no government in Lebanon. They are not strong, not the Lebanese army. So there is nobody who will put pressure on them actually to avoid escalation with Israel and to go over resolution 1701. And I have to say that Israel, in my view, is also not, like, we are responding to their rockets and we're doing, it's like, it's not, it's a war since, from in my view, it's a war, but nobody's calling it a war.
That's right. You know, I guess a lot of people, you know, we have the U.S. Secretary of State here, Blinken, is in the country, and I guess a lot of people wondering, what can France really offer when it comes to Lebanon? If they don't have the control, you know, the traditional influence that you once had, because it was a colonial power, today where Hezbollah was not part of that and being backed by Iran. So people are asking, okay, the French have come here with a proposal. How serious can they implement it?
You take me, I mean, in my view, France wants to be involved and to take her place. That's bring me as well to the surprise visit to Cairo.
Right.
Because let me say that on the official agenda of Séjourner, a visit to Egypt wasn't planned. He was planned to go to the Palestinian Authority today, and suddenly he decided to go to Cairo. And to what I've seen due to French officials, there are two reasons to that. The first reason is also because maybe to help to pressure on the ceasefire. And the second reason is that maybe there will be a solution, there will be a deal regarding the hostages. And France has three Israeli-French hostages still in Gaza, and he went to see what he can do about that. And then he will be in Egypt, and then France could say, I have done something as well. Now, I have to open brackets and say two or three points quickly about this.
Yes.
Let's not forget that after Israel, France is the second country who suffered most from the massacre of 7 October after Israel. They have 42 Israeli French who were massacred. They had 8 hostages. Now there are still 3 of them which are still in Gaza. France has done on record and off record enormous work on liberating the hostages, on trying to liberate their hostages, but all the hostages. They are doing a lot of work. They did it with the medicines that they tried to send. I mean, there is a lot of, and I have a lot of critics as well, because the position of France, which is not really current and really going on one way. But we have to give her the credit for, and also France is the first country on the 7th of February who did a ceremony on the memory of those 42 victims of massacre of 7 October. Israel didn't did it. No country did it. Mm. Now, but have saying that, Séjourné yesterday said to Minister Katz and to Prime Minister Netanyahu that France is still holding to her views, meaning release of all the hostages, ceasefire in Gaza, humanitarian aid in Gaza, avoiding an escalation in Lebanon. And actually, he said to Prime Minister Netanyahu that in France's view, an operation in Rafah is not going to bring anything. It's something that France is not viewing in good eyes, like the States or other countries.
Right.
But in the view of France, such an operation won't bring anything. So, I mean, and if you ask me about France's position, let's not forget, France is a very important country in the European Union. France is the only country from the European Union which is part of the 5 countries of United Nations on the Council of the United Nations. France is the one who has atomic weapon.
Right.
So we have to remember all these things. And France also has very good relations with Qatar, with Saudi Arabia, with leaders in the region. There are lots of ties. So in one hand, we can say maybe she don't have the influence of the past,
right,
but she's still a very important country. And I have to say, in my sadness, and maybe I'm not objective, Israel is neglecting France lots of times, and it's a sad thing because it's a country which is a friend of Israel. As I said before, it's very complicated. France won't be able to do anything without the United States, and obviously we have a pressure now because we have so many visits now. Blinken is here today. Séjourné was yesterday. Monday we had the convention in Saudi Arabia. Lots of countries are forcing Israel. And also, another thing I forgot, France is one of the countries who signed alongside of United States and other countries with a demand to release all the hostages now. So all these things have to be seen, taken in view.